I think if you look at the history of Mnangagwa, is that in all the power struggles in ZANU that has taken place this far, Mnangagwa is usually guided by what President Robert Mugabe says. So his quietness is a strategy to read what the president wants. And once the president says something, Mnangagwa has always been an obedient son of the president. Even if the president says, "You are fired, Emmerson," Emmerson will go. He understands ZANU politics and he knows that it is Mugabe who has the last word on anything that happens in ZANU. That's why he is quiet. It's not lack of strategy. He wants to understand the direction of the president. And once the president gives the direction, even if it means that he is going to be hanged, Mnangagwa will go to hang.
And let's look at this new demand, allegedly, by women in some provinces that they want a woman to be in the presidium. What is your take on this development?
I don't think that there's anything wrong. Groups in ZANU have a right to make demand on how they want to be structured, how they want their party to be organized, and how they want particularly women to be represented. But the idea of the presidium, in my understanding, is four people. We have vice president, two vice president, the president, national chairperson, and I think secretary for administration. So it means that a lady can be an of those posts.
And lastly, Dr. Ruanya, Mr. Mugabe has not said much this far. Do you think he is endorsing these suspensions and expulsions of party members?
No, the president usually takes time to read. And while the president takes time, he will be getting intelligence on what the implications are in his party.